Have a seat, Andy Breckman. It's a very special program tonight. Go ahead. Have a seat.
Thanks. I love our show.
Happy anniversary.
I can't believe.
Happy anniversary, Andy.
Is it really our anniversary?
It's our 28th anniversary.
It is really this week?
Yeah.
Thanks, brother.
I just got you a little something.
Oh, man, it's a box. It's gift wrapped.
Yeah.
It says this side up. It says happy anniversary, Andy.
Yeah. 28 years.
28 years. Fantastic.
It's meant so much, so I got you a little something.
Oh, that's fantastic. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks,
no problem. Kid. So, are you going to open it?
No. I don't want to open
it. You don't want to open it?
No. But thank you, though.
I'd open
it. It means the world to me.
Okay.
And happy anniversary to you.
Thank you. Did you get me anything?
Are you a fan of those little hotel shampoos, hotel bottles of shampoo?
I am.
Are you?
I am. I'm a big fan of those.
Okay,
did you get me one of those?
I will. Next trip I take.
You haven't gotten
I didn't one. Know. Now I know. Consider it done.
Okay.
Give me a couple of weeks.
All right. So it'll be like a belated anniversary.
Yeah.
Present.
So we're 28 years. So what are we going to do at 30? You think we're going to get to 30?
On our 30th anniversary, we should probably celebrate our 25th anniversary.
Which we neglected.
We forgot about that one.
We should have a big party.
Yeah.
With balloon animals. Guys making balloon animals.
Yeah, that sounds like a good party.
Yeah.
Balloon animal parties.
How about you, me, and 70 balloon animal guys? Just a room full of balloon animal guys making balloon animals, and you and me. That's how to do 30 years.
Yeah, okay. We'll probably have to pay all the balloon animal guys because they're not going to be any regular people there.
You don't think we have balloon animal making fans?
Maybe.
Bet we have a couple listening right now.
Balloon animal makers, they don't like making balloon animals for other balloon animal guys.
No, they'd make them for us. Everyone would be making them for us. We'd go home with 70, at the least, 70 balloon animals.
Yeah.
We'd have to rent a big truck. Maybe we could ask them to charge us by the weight.
By the weight of the balloon animal?
Well, by the weight of the load. They think if we ask them to charge it by volume, we could get screwed. But if we say we'd rather pay by weight,
are you really going to get me one of those little shampoo bottles?
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, Ramada Inn.
Yeah, that's cool.
Holiday Inn, Red Roof Inn.
How's Beth like these belated anniversary presents? Is she fond of these?
We take care of each other on our anniversaries.
Yeah.
We're usually pretty good.
That's nice.
28 years.
Yeah.
That makes you the longest continuous relationship of my life.
Good God. Wow.
Oh, no, wait. It can't be. No, I mean, except for my son, except for my son and my two older daughters.
Well, how old's your oldest son?
Josh?
Yeah.
Is he 34, 35 now? What year was he born?
I don't. That's what.
And then what
that's
year?
That's a good question.
What year is it now? If you tell me what year he was born and tell me the current year, there's a little trick I do.
Yeah, is it called subtraction?
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think I'm the longest relationship you've ever had because you had about 8 years there where you disowned Josh. That's how
I
recall.
But I never told him.
Yeah. Okay.
I acted like everything was fine.
It still doesn't count. You still got to erase those 8 years.
In my mind, he was disowned. And then back in the will. Back in the will you go.
Thank you.
You're in my will.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
Oh, no.
That's right. Of course I'm in your will. Because you're going to make me do something very embarrassing to collect on the WFMU bequest.
To get that $300.
Can't wait.
You're gonna have to put yourself through the ringer.
Oh, that funeral's going to be a hoot. That's a funeral I'm actually looking forward to. It's the only funeral I'm actually looking forward to.
Yeah, you say you're coming. And you better really come if you say you're coming.
You know, this is...
Poor Bethy, you know, she's going to have to order food.
Oh, I'm not going to miss it.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll be there.
She wants an accurate head count.
I will be
there. We should ask listeners right now if they're coming.
Okay. Let us know whether you're coming to Andy's funeral.
They're not invited.
Phone number is
201-536-9368.
Didn't we do a show where you did invite some listeners to your
Dear
funeral?
Dear God, I hope
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I think you did.
Dear God. If that's true, I ain't dying.
I think we put a couple of people on the guest list.
I ain't dying.
So not only do they get to go,
yeah.
They don't have to pay.
Yeah.
Their name's at the door.
Yeah, they can't be punished for chuckling. They get a pass.
Well, anyway, this is the first anniversary show we've ever done.
We're doing an anniversary show?
Well, this is today's the exact date of the first 7 second delay, which actually, to be honest, I wasn't even part of that very first show.
Yeah.
I think David Newgarden on with you, and then Will Baum.
He broke me in. Yeah, these guys, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't deserve you at first.
Yeah, and then I took over.
Yeah.
Took over from Will.
When I was good enough.
Yeah.
When I was good enough, when I could keep up with you. When I could hit that volleyball back over the net.
Tetherball analogies are back. Oh, wait, was that a volleyball analogy?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, Ken.
I'm sorry. I got excited. I thought it was a tetherball analogy.
When did you first realize that you loved me?
I think 3 weeks into doing the show together.
Uh-huh.
That was when I realized, he's never going to be able to engineer. I might as well fall in love. Because I was just supposed to be your engineer.
For me, it was toward the end of last week's show.
Really? What was it that I said?
It was just a look. A look you gave.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, we're on to our fourth topic for tonight's program.
Yeah, but no, this I'm very excited about. I actually am very excited about it. And yes, I'll be opening this stupid gift before it's over.
Yeah.
I know you and Irwin worked so hard.
Irwin had nothing to do with this.
Your little prank gift.
No,
together.
This was not. It's not a prank gift. I'll have you know what's inside that box is very delicious.
It's from the heart.
It's delicious.
Did Hank help make
Hank
it?
Hank had nothing to do with it.
All right,
oh,
I'll
God,
open it later.
You're shaking it. Jesus. You just ruined it. Okay. Don't shake it.
What the hell is it? What is it? It's a box. It's a box about 10 inches long and 8 inches high.
It's just a delicious. It's just a delicious, sweet thing that now you're.
What? That can't be shaken?
Well, of course it can be shaken, but you're ruining it.
What could be ruined? Oh, now I'm very curious. I'm almost curious enough to open it.
Well, anyway, tonight we're looking for unsolved crimes.
Wait, hold on. Yes, wait, but we should explain that you and I thought we were on the trail of a cold case of a murderer that might have escaped from justice.
That's right. If you listened a couple of weeks ago, we did a show, and the topic was, "Have you ever met a murderer?"
Yeah, and then in the course of the show, Ken casually, nonchalantly mentioned that a friend of his at college, someone that lived in his dorm, once confessed to him that he had killed someone in high school.
Yeah.
And Ken carried that around for 40 years. It meant nothing for Ken.
Well, he sort of later confirmed it. The next day, the way he acted to me was a major confirmation that he wasn't kidding and that he was actually really scared that he had accidentally told me.
But apparently it wasn't enough for you to act on, the thought that there might be a body in the woods somewhere, this poor kid.
Right.
It meant nothing to you.
And then
you had your radio career to focus on.
Yeah.
And you had something more important.
Well, because he had killed a Nazi. He had killed a white power kid.
You don't know if that's true, and even if that's even close to true, it doesn't absolve you, young man.
Oh, it does though.
It does not.
Yeah. But I had another friend on the same hall who went to the same high school as Dan Mafioso, who's the guy who accidentally confessed
the killer
to the murder. And my friend Sandy said, "Oh yes, there was a kid that went missing."
Right. So you and I were... So I heard this story, and I have what they call a sense of decency, moral code. I was outraged
That one of your white power brothers had fallen.
That there's a guy walking around that you were the only guy standing between justice and justice for this poor kid's family.
Yeah.
And
you were thinking about Mama Clan and Papa Clan.
And I said, oh my God, there's a podcast here. Because true crime podcasts, they're the toast of the town.
Yeah.
They're hot potatoes.
So we thought we had a true crime story to investigate. So I actually tracked down my pal Sandy from 40 years ago.
We actually, I should tell you, Ken and I, the first thing we did was we downloaded a app that allowed us to record every conversation we had because we wanted to build our podcast. We wanted to start recording things in anticipation of having this award-winning podcast.
Right.
Because we were going to track down this killer and then trick him into confessing.
Yeah, that was the best part. The way we were going to trick him. Tell us about how were we going to trick him into confessing.
First off, we're
going to
wire you up.
Okay.
And it'll bring back some memories from your old FBI informant days. And we're going to put you in a bar with him and get you to talk about the good old times, good old days.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, remember that time in college you confessed to maybe you'd have to confess to your own murder.
Yeah.
Your own, you know, you'd make up a story to loosen his tongue.
Yeah, I got bullied by a Nazi.
Yeah.
You know, and you killed him. 2 years after I graduated, I took care of him.
Yeah, lured him into the woods, blew him away.
Yep.
Hey, wait, Dan, now that I'm thinking of it, didn't you have a similar story? And then you get him to talk. So that was going to be the climactic final episode of our podcast.
Yeah.
It was going to be a record-breaking, award-winning podcast.
But I tracked down my pal Sandy, who was the guy who went to high school with Dan Mafioso, the murderer. And amazingly, Sandy remembered everything. And confirmed that, yes, indeed, a kid did disappear from that high school, Andover High School in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan.
But
now we have found out that Dan Mafioso himself is dead.
Yeah, so there's nothing to investigate.
Yeah, well, I think there's still quite a bit to investigate.
Well, there's it's nothing. There's no satisfying conclusion.
You can't ruin Dan's life anymore.
We can't bring him to justice. Where we can't put him behind bars.
But we can provide closure for Mama Clan and Papa Clan.
Well,
no, they're probably dead too.
That's not as compelling.
Dead. No, they're dead too.
But now you and I have tasted blood. We are excited about doing a true crime podcast that we would investigate. We would find a crime, a cold case, someone who disappeared, right? Someone who's been killed and the case is still open. Maybe someone who was wrongfully convicted. And we would investigate it on our own. We'd hire private detectives. We'd interview witnesses, right? Tape would be rolling.
Right, so this is what we're looking for.
So we'd bring this chemistry, this kind of pizzazz, right? This kind of excitement that you and I bring to our 7 second delay.
Right, the 28 years of...
Yeah, you can't fake this kind of chemistry.
Yeah.
And now that we both have confessed that we love each other, that makes it even sweeter somehow. And we would bring that to our to this cold case. We would apply it.
So all we need is a cold case.
We have everything. We have the idea, podcast, right? The vehicle.
Yep. We just need an unsolved crime.
We have the genre, true crime. All we need is the case. That's all we need.
That's
so if you've heard about, if you can point us in the direction of an enticing and still unsolved, I think it has to be a homicide or murder, right? Maybe it's a suicide that you don't believe was a suicide.
Okay, you want a dead body.
We need a body.
Yeah. All right, so we're looking for...
Well, or no, I'm sorry. It could be someone that disappeared mysteriously.
Right, missing person.
Missing person. Everyone says they ran off, but you suspect foul play. Maybe someone has been convicted of a crime that you believe has been wrongfully convicted. Right? What else?
I'll be amazed if we get a call. When we did the show a while ago about have you ever known a murderer?
Yeah.
That was actually interesting. We got a ton of calls.
Yeah.
A lot of people. A lot of people had known murderers.
Yeah, but now people, they don't have to be involved in this true crime.
Right.
This
they just have case. To know. We just want to know about it. Just an unsolved missing person crime. And the phone number.
Unsolved murder. Yeah. What's our phone number?
Phone number here is 201.
201.
201.
201. Got it.
And then the area code is 201.
Got it. 201. Yes. Go ahead.
Right.
Yeah. Go, go, go.
Okay. And then the next part, that's called the exchange.
I got you. I got you. 201. Go ahead. Just go. Just say the next three numbers.
You're ready for the
exchange. Yeah. Just go.
So the area code is 201.
Got it.
And the exchange is 536.
Hold on. 201-536. Go ahead.
And then the last part of the phone number,
yep.
There's no name for the last part.
Okay. It's just
like
the last
first
four
part's
digits.
The area code, the second part's the exchange.
Yeah.
And then the last four, I wish there was a name for it, but there's
201-536. Go ahead.
There's no name for this.
You mean
part.
like in stud poker, there's the river, there's the flop, there's different, every phase has a different name.
I've never heard of those terms.
You've never heard of those terms?
The river and the flop?
You don't play poker?
I play poker. And I've never heard about
the
river.
Really never heard of those terms. I really want to play with you.
I want to play with you, too.
Yeah, I really want to play with
you. You know who's really good at poker?
Who?
Little Matty Warwick.
Is he?
Yeah, he's excellent. He will.
Wait, well, let's get a game together.
He will take all your money.
Oh, then let's not.
Yeah.
I'm not stupid. All right, 201-536.
And then the last part.
Gotcha.
For which there is no name.
Okay, so give us a call.
Lines are open.
536, and just take your best guess at the last four digits.
Yeah, there can only be... There's only so many things it can be, is my point.
Right. You have to, let me see. I think you have 10,000 choices.
Four would be 10,000?
Well, four would be, 9999 would be...
That's one. Yeah, let's count them out.
Oh, no, you'd have 9,999 choices. Oh, no, because it's 000. No, I think you have 10,000.
10,000, huh. Well, let's figure it out. There's 9999.
Yeah, that's one.
And then there's 9998.
Yeah, that's two.
9997.
Yeah, that's three. I'm going to need more paper.
Okay, 9996.
Yeah.
There's 0000.
What do you mean you just jumped ahead?
I just got bored with the nines.
Well, wait, I got to make a note of where we left off.
0001.
Well, I don't think you can have 0000 as a number.
Why?
Because as soon as you dial zero, you're plugged right into the operator.
No, because you're dialing the area code in the exchange first.
But you can't dial zero as first.
No, but we're
in
talking...
In any number.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I see. Oh, they're not. It's not first. Oh, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's the last...
Oh, yeah, I got you. I got you. Okay, I got you.
Oh, my God. Happy 28th anniversary, buddy.
Thanks, my friend.
Phone number here is 201...
And then when did you realize that you didn't love me as much as you thought you did? Do you remember that moment?
Yes, I do remember. That was the show where we watched TV for an hour. That was in the 90s.
I can't believe you have an answer.
Yeah, that was when I realized, like, love and hate, they're very close, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Yep.
Give us a call if you agree with Ken that love and hate, love is just the other side of the coin.
Yeah.
201-536, yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada. We're waiting for your call.
Yeah, we're waiting for your call. Why isn't anyone calling?
Maybe because we haven't given out the phone number.
We don't need to.
Yeah, I think we do need to. It's a new phone number. It's not the usual phone number.
Yeah, that makes it even more exciting.
Yeah.
If they really loved us. They'd know our phone number.
Yeah, or call and wish us happy anniversary. 201-536-9368. There it is.
There it is.
201-536-9368. We're looking for unsolved murders, missing person cases, homicide cases, possible suicides, theoretical suicides that have never been solved. That's what we're looking
for. Because we're going to run with it. We're going to embrace the case. We're going to crack the case. We're going to bring you closure.
But we're not looking for things like Robert Durst, right? Where he's on trial.
Well, no, any high profile case we can't add anything.
Yeah,
to.
we're looking for something where they gave up. They investigated it.
We're under the radar.
They investigated it for a year and then they dropped it.
Or even less.
Yeah.
Or they said accidental death. Or they said suicide.
Right. Natalie Wood.
You don't believe it. Yeah, Natalie Wood. That is now a suspicious death, I guess. People think it is.
Who was it? Robert Mitchum? Wasn't Robert
Mitchum.
Robert Wagner.
And Christopher Walken was on the boat.
Really?
Yeah, wow. He was involved.
How weird. How did he end up there?
They were doing a movie called, I might be wrong.
Oh, really? They were
Dreamscape. They were co-starring.
Hi, you're on the air. Happy anniversary.
Hey, guys. Happy anniversary.
Thanks, man.
You guys are together so long.
Still together.
Yeah.
You know what's the secret? Communication. Do you agree, Ken?
What?
And mutual respect. That's our secret.
I'll have to remember that next time I get in such a relationship.
It's a very well-kept secret because Ken and I don't offer it to each other in any form.
Right.
It's just a secret.
We have to avoid it.
We have secret respect.
Yeah, the communication and respect stuff must to avoid.
All right, listen, my name's Deep Throat.
Hey, Deep Throat.
And I got a case for you.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Did the case occur in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
You're gonna have to give us some real details if we're gonna move forward on this.
Okay. The town he was last seen in is called Old Forge in Pennsylvania,
Old Forge, near Scranton.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are some of the details?
Okay. His name is Robert Barron.
Hold on.
Bobby Barron. Yep.
Barron. Barren.
No, I think it's Barron. I don't think there's two R's.
Oh, Barron, of course. Okay, Barron. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'm sorry, of course.
Yeah, and he ran a pizza establishment called Gigiarelli's in Old Forge. It was a restaurant. And he was last seen, first of all, I think according to the papers, he had been receiving some strange phone calls in the weeks preceding his disappearance. And then one night he just never came home, and then when they went to the restaurant the next day, they could see there was foul play. There was like teeth and blood on the floor and blankets missing. And yeah, so he's been missing.
He was abducted from the restaurant. When did this happen?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
I'm not sure. Maybe like 2 years ago.
And so the case is still open.
Still open. Yeah, there's still signs around the town. You know, if you have any information about the whereabouts of him.
And what is the scuttlebutt? What is the working theory?
They don't know. It's like there were rumors going around, but nothing substantial. It was a drug situation. He pissed somebody off. There was deaths. No one really knows. You know.
You know, the first thing we should do, Ken, is try to track down those rumors and listen to what those rumors are, and then. And then act on those rumors.
That's a good idea.
Use that as a starting
point.
Use that as a square one.
You guys really know what you're doing. I'm glad I handled
it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Robert Barron, he disappeared. So it sounds like he owed the wrong people some money. Sounds like
that was just another rumor. Nobody really knows for sure. There was these phone calls, supposedly, that you know people were calling him and that bothering him in some way.
Well, phone calls are traced now, and cell phone records are obtained. So I would say that can't be the key to solving the mystery. They would have moved.
True.
How long was it investigated for?
It's still ongoing. So I mean, the investigation started immediately, and it's still ongoing.
Was this a young man?
No, he was about, let's see, depends on what you mean by young. I think he was about 60, 59.
Did he own the pizza place, or he just worked there?
I think he was a partial owner, and he was the operator. He ran it, and I think some of his family members worked there. It was handed down. It had been in the family a long time.
So he was a father?
Yeah, well, he was the father. He has a wife and a couple grown kids, yes, yep.
And did you personally meet him yourself?
I knew him growing up. He was about 3 years older than me. Yep, I knew him, his family. It's a small town, so everybody kind of knows everybody.
How would you describe the gentleman if you had to describe him?
He was just a really good guy. Like, he was nice. He was well-liked. I liked him growing up. He was always nice.
It doesn't sound like a botched robbery because there'd be a body in the pizza place. I mean, if they...
Right. No. Yeah. They might have ruled that out. It doesn't sound like a botched robbery.
Was money taken?
I'm not sure. They didn't really, if it was, they didn't release any of that.
Is this in Old Forge, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
That's the name of the town?
It's a suburb of the metropolis of Scranton, yes.
Hey, let's call the police there, Ken. Let's call them. Let's talk to the detective in charge.
The last I read, I don't really read the paper in that area, but last I read, the Lackawanna, it's in Lackawanna County, Lackawanna County District Attorney had made some quote a couple months ago to the effect that the investigation is still ongoing. So it sounds like the DA in Lackawanna County might be handling. So if you're going to call somebody, maybe that would be a good place to start.
Well, we wouldn't be able to. I mean, it's after hours. That office wouldn't be open, but the police department would be open.
Yeah, so Scranton Police Department would be open, and the Old Forge Police Department, too. They might be involved in the investigation, too.
What happened in Old Forge?
They're not going to talk to you on the air.
Sure they will.
No, they're not.
Maybe I'll turn up the charm.
You tell them
I'm irresistible.
You tell them that you're on the air and you talk and you're calling about an active investigation.
Yeah.
They are not going to talk to you.
Well, I'll tell them I have some information.
You're going to lie to them.
No, I now have some information. There was some blood and teeth found in the pizza parlor.
There were?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were. Maybe they overlooked it. Maybe our caller noticed it, but they didn't. I have some information.
Well, can we send this guy back to Nick the Bard so that we can follow up with him? And then there's another caller with another call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thank you very much. This could be the break we needed.
Throw it out. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to throw you back to Nick, and then
you're talking to Andy and Ken, PI.
Okay.
Private. Our private detective office is open. We will bring you closure.
Nick, will you pick up line one? And get that gentleman's email address.
We're on our way. Let's call Old Forge. Let's call the detective in charge.
They are not going to talk to you. You have to tell them that you're on the air.
Yeah, of course, yes.
And it's being investigated.
Yes.
So they're not going to talk to you about it.
I want to know the status of the case.
All right, let's take our second call. We have a second cold case. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Thanks for answering.
Happy anniversary, Ken and Andy.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Oh, thanks very much.
Thanks so much. And what's your name?
Gail.
Hi, Dale.
No, Gail.
Gail. Hi, Gail.
Gail. And where are you calling from, Gail?
I'm calling from the Catskills in New York. Uh-huh.
Fantastic. It's a beautiful day to be in the Catskills.
It surely is.
And, Gail, do you know about a cold case, a missing person or a murder that has gone unsolved?
Because we're here.
I do.
We're here
really
to bring you closure.
I don't know. I think they even wrote a book with 10 unsolved cases from Wisconsin, and my friend is in one of them.
Wait, so this case is not a New York State case. This case
happened. No, this is from Wisconsin, where land of many murders, mass murders. I don't know. Anyway, does it have to be from New York?
No. We will. We will travel. If it means bringing closure to you and your loved ones. Now, did you know the victim?
Yes, I went to high school with her. She was one of my friends.
What was her name?
Kathy. Should I say her last name?
Yeah, of course.
Kathy Schoberg.
I'm sorry for your loss, Gail. And when did this incident occur?
It was the night of our junior prom.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, no. You were so young. Too young.
Many years ago.
Oh, baby. Okay, junior prom.
It's an old case.
Yes, exactly. An old unsolved case. And what were some of the details?
Well, it was out in the Exonia Fireman's Hall, and I think she had a little spat with her boyfriend, and we were all in the bathroom, and she went to take a walk, and, you know, we were all wearing our long formal prom dresses, and it was kind of out near the highway, and it's all farm country out there in Waukesha County, and that was it. We never saw her again.
And there was nobody recovered?
No. But a few years later, a couple went out to, I don't know, neck, and they were found dead. So there was some suspects that may have been a farmer or something who was out in his fields, and when people went out there, I don't know. Anyway, she was never...
Oh, I see.
Never...
So this couple they think might be related.
Well, it was apart, but I don't know if they ever solved that either. But nobody ever...
Was the boyfriend cleared of any suspicion?
Yeah, he was. He was investigated, and he was cleared.
I think he did it, even though he was cleared. I have a feeling about him. Just from the details I know. I don't know all the details. Just a little alarm went off.
I don't know. No one knows.
Did they find the bodies of this other couple?
I can't remember. I think they did.
Well, we could Google her, Kathy Schoberg, Schoberg.
I think it's Sjoberg.
Sjoberg.
It sounds like
that Swedish.
It sounds like the work of Edmund Kemper, Andy.
No, Edmund Kemper predates this case.
Really?
Well, Edmund Kemper?
Yeah.
From the early 50s?
No, this was in, 74, 73.
Oh, are you talking about Edmund Kemper? Hey, let's start Googling these cases, buddy. Here, Kathy Schoberg. S-J for Julie?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
S-J-O, this is Wisconsin. S-J-O-B-E-R-G, Kathy, missing... person. Now, Kathy with a K? Yep. Kathy with a K or a C?
K.
With a K, buddy.
I'm pretty sure it was a K. Don't make me get out my yearbook.
No, baby. No, that would upset you. Okay. Here we go.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff about it online.
And what year was it, Kenny?
She disappeared in 1974.
Well, that's a hard one for you and I to...
very cold.
I wouldn't begin to know what stone. I mean, unless we had some kind of lead.
And there's something here called the Charlie Project, which my guess is that it's related to doing exactly what we're talking about, trying to solve missing persons.
Oh, she looks like a sweetheart. Oh, this is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Too young. So she had a fight with her boyfriend and then walked off in a huff into the night on her own.
Well, I don't know how huffy she was. She might have just been upset. I don't remember her being huffy, but...
Oconomowoc High School, huh?
No. Oconomowoc.
Oconomowoc.
Yeah.
I'm so embarrassed.
Ken, you said Oconomowoc.
Oconomowoc.
Yeah. It's like somebody kind of
Lots
speaking.
Of people say it wrong.
Oh, they arrested a suspect in 2009. The DNA evidence led to the arrest of a suspect, Edward Wayne Edwards.
Well, wait, how did they?
Wayne.
Well, wait. Oh, so this might be. And then, what was the conclusion there?
Let's see. He worked as a handyman nearby. He had a substantial criminal record.
They must have found a body if there was DNA evidence, or they must have found at least clothes.
It says here that authorities don't believe that Edward Edwards, what a name, they don't believe that he was involved in Catherine's disappearance because he wasn't in the state of Wisconsin when she went missing.
Well, then what the hell is the arrest for?
Yeah, her case remains unsolved.
Well, it's a trip to Wisconsin.
Lots of bars.
Okay.
That's true.
I'm in.
Oh, you don't drink.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Gail.
Gail, thanks very much for turning us on to this. Hey.
All right. Good luck.
Hey, Gail, I'm going to send you back to Nick the Bard so he can get your email address, okay, so we can follow up with
you. We get $50 a day plus expenses.
Hang on for Nick, Gail.
Okay. Hey, let's try to Google Robert Barron in Old Forge, Pennsylvania.
Robert Barron.
Now, that's also quite mysterious. No body. But signs of a struggle, signs of foul play.
This is, this was recent.
Yeah, 2 years.
2 years later, cafe owner's disappearance haunts the pizza capital of Is it Pennsylvania? Oh, it's the pizza capital of the world.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, he's a husband and father. Unbelievable.
Where did you see that?
Well, that's from our caller. Heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I think this is a job for
Andy
and Ken.
This one has pizza in it.
Yeah. And possible drug connection. So there's something for everyone.
Yeah,
Ken,
true.
I love pizza. You love them drugs.
Uh-huh.
Hey, if there's a dealer, if there's a suspect who's a dealer or a junkie, you can talk to him.
Yeah, I can get on their level.
Yeah, we can wire you up. We already bought all our equipment.
Yeah, no, I can rap with people like that.
Yeah.
I invite them to a rap session.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll lower their guard.
Yeah, to let them know that.
And then you get them to confess.
Yeah.
Hey, man, all you got to do is say, that Robert Barron, as far as I'm concerned, he got what's coming to him. That's what you would say.
Right, right.
And then that'll. Hey, we're on our way. $50 a day plus expenses.
Who knew Old Forge, Pennsylvania is the pizza capital of the world?
Robert Barron. Oh, God bless him. Wait, now do you think there's any... Come on, let's call the police. Let's call the Old Forge Police Department. Google that, Old Forge. Wait, Google if anyone has any information. There must be in the name of a detective. He's eating dinner. Oh, he'll love to talk to us. Who is it, honey? Couple of DJs. Couple of Jews from Jersey City.
All right, you want me to call Old Forge Police Department? You got to tell them they're on the air.
Yeah.
And all that.
Yeah. Do I have to tell the sergeant that answers he's on the
air? Yes. You got to tell everybody that they're on the air. Yep.
Okay.
You're going to tell them that you're calling from 7-second delay, or are you going to make up the name of a show?
Wait, hold on. Don't dial yet. Let's make up a name. Let's make up a good name of the show.
I'm not saying a word.
Hold on. No. Let's make up a good name. Yeah.
Cold case.
Yeah. Okay. The cold case files, the Andy and Ken files.
Okay, this is the Old Forge Police Department we're calling. Okay. Pizza capital of the world.
Yeah.
PM, quitting time.
Yeah.
Quitting time in the rear view
mirror. The Old Forge Police Department. If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait, let it roll.
Okay.
Please hang up and dial 570-342-9111 for Chief Jason DeBernis.
I missed that number.
I know, because what I know, redial, buddy. Come on, let's talk.
But it's not an emergency.
No, it's not an emergency. But we're going to talk to someone who's ever on duty.
They've probably gotten a lot of calls about this murder, by the way.
Well, in the last year.
Yeah, it's recent.
I know, 2 years ago. But believe me, it dies down after 6 months. That's why they had this flurry of news articles recently, every anniversary. They're trying to stir the waters, trying to get people to call. Now, this time, let's listen and write down the number.
You got a
crank
pen?
It up. Yes.
If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911. If this is a non-emergency police matter, please hang up and dial 570-342-9111.
Got it.
For Chief Jason.
Okay.
DeBernis,
wait. Okay.
Please press 1. For Officer Kim Buggy, please press 2.
Okay.
For Officer Dave Kimball, please press 3.
Okay, let's call.
Okay.
Okay, here's the number.
We're going to call Ken Buggy?
No, we're going to call the main. It's the main switchboard, and then they have extension.
And then can we call Ken Buggy?
You like that name?
I do.
Can you say the name over the air without laughing in his face?
I've just done it twice.
Good.
All right, give me the number.
570-342-9111. So they have 911 in their number.
Cool.
That's a professional organization.
Lackland County Dispatch Center, Dispatcher 161.
Oh, hi. Hello, ma'am, officer. I'm calling from a radio station in New Jersey. I'd like to talk to someone, if I could, about the Robert Barron murder, the Robert Barron case. Is there a detective on duty?
I could take a phone message for the Old Forge Police.
Is there anyone that's available now to answer a question or two?
No, sir. They'll have to call you back.
Well, can they call me back within a few minutes?
Sir, as long as they're not on any calls, they'll call you back.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name is Andy.
Andy, your last name.
Breckman, B for boy, R, E-C-K-M-A-N. I wrote Rat Race.
Okay, and a phone number for you?
What's our number, Ken?
201.
536.
9368.
9368.
Okay.
The director rewrote a few of the scenes, but most of it was all mine.
Nice. And it's regarding the Robert Barron case?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, if she mentions Rat Race, we'll get the call right.
Yeah, you should have told him about Seth Green, and you should have told him more about Rat Race.
Yeah.
The John Lovett scene, the Hitler, the Barbie Museum.
The classic Barbie
Museum. Yeah, you should have told him.
Oh,
I mean,
know.
It's cool that you told
Ken,
her a little
they
bit.
They know. Believe me, Ken, I don't have to know about Rat Race. it's like saying I wrote Casablanca. Yeah, oh, the idea, remember the part about... Ingrid Bergman coming back to the bar?
Yeah.
That was me.
And line up the usual suspects, was that you?
Yeah, that was me. Yeah. Okay, so now we just sit back and wait.
Now we just
for the
wait.
Old Forge Police Department to call. We make them come to us. Do you see how it works, Ken?
Yeah.
It's radio jujitsu. We don't call them. We make them come to us.
And we have 15 minutes, so we're still open to hearing about other cold cases.
We don't need all the cold cases.
Yeah, we do.
We have the detective in charge of the Robert Barron case about to call us. Between what the detective knows, right?
Uh-huh.
Between and my instinct.
Yeah.
We're going to crack this case.
Okay. You're interested in the Robert Barron case.
Yeah, and you're my Watson.
More,
you're
more,
my Dr. Watson.
It's more recent.
Well, it's also closer.
Not as many bars. Let's
see. You know, if there was a real crime scene there, you'd think they have DNA.
Well, I like this one better because the Catherine Lynn Soberg one is just really disturbing.
Yeah.
Young because girl. Young she girl's was going. She was 16 years old.
Too young.
So you got to assume that it was some kind of sexual predator.
Too young.
So it's just really creepy.
I know, and they never found the body.
Yeah.
Too young.
Whereas Robert Barron.
Robert Barron.
Was just a nice guy.
Was he targeted? Was it a random? We don't know.
He looks a little sketchy, I got to say.
Oh, no, you can't say that about a victim. No, no, no. Can't.
So he's running a pizza joint in the pizza capital of the world.
Nobody deserves it. You assume he was an innocent man, a good father, a good
but you
husband.
But he's a target because here he is running a pizza emporium. But Ken, not just anywhere. He's in the pizza capital of the world.
But Ken, there are 30,000 pizzerias on the East Coast.
But he's in Old Forge, Pennsylvania.
It's not like there's a pizza killer out there.
I'm just saying that he had something.
Yeah.
He had something to protect. And I don't think that just anybody can go to Old Forge, Pennsylvania, pizza capital of the world, and open a pizzeria.
Can't when the detective calls. Hey, tell Nick not to screen any calls. Just put him on.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Thanks for calling 7 second delay.
Thanks for calling a Cold Case Radio Hour.
Hi, you're calling 7 second delay. You're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, that's mysterious.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Hand, the thank you girl.
Hi, Hand.
Hey, oh, I just wanted to wish you guys a happy anniversary.
Oh, thanks, Hand. That means the world. But wait, I'm just going to hit pause for a second. Ken, tell Nick to let every call through.
Okay, Nick, do what Andy just said.
Yeah, let him through, Nick, because it could be...
Yeah, Nick, I'm not sure why Andy told me to tell you.
I'm a little shy.
Yeah, what Andy said, Nick. Hand, back to you.
Hand,
thank you for
okay,
calling.
We've been on the air for 28 years. Have you been alive for 28 years?
I have, actually, yes. I think. Yeah, in a couple months I will be.
Wait, we should talk to people who are turning 28 soon.
Andy, we have...
Who are as old as we are.
This is now the sixth topic.
All right, we'll do that next week.
Yeah.
Next week we'll look for 28-year-olds.
Okay, sounds good.
Hey, Han, did you hear that some congressmen or women are floating the idea of 16-year-olds voting?
I don't really follow the news like that. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Because you remember when you were 16. Remember what you were doing at 16? Am I right hand?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Real bad. Terrible.
What was the worst thing you did when you were 16?
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Bad news.
Wait, yeah. What grade is 16?
10th grade. Like sophomore into junior year of high school.
That's when it all goes wrong.
The angel dust years. That's what we called them.
And I called them mocking the guys on angel dust years.
I think I was a little bit more like Andy in that situation.
Yeah, we just sat in the corner. We're holding our album jackets, you know, the album covers, pretending to read the album covers and just quietly mocking everyone else.
Oh, man.
Pretending we're reading the lyric sheet that came with the album.
I'm so worried that the call that we just lost was...
The detective?
The detective.
Why?
No, no problem. Hey,
how did we lose it?
They couldn't hear us.
Why? Because you didn't hit a button?
Yeah. Well, Nick had complained about something, so I unpunched a button, and then I punched it back in. But now we have Hand.
No, that's not good enough. Hand, I love you, but she's not good enough.
Hand,
I understand.
Hand, do you know of any missing person cases?
No, I don't. I wish I did. But
yeah.
Damn, I wish we had that cop.
Maybe Hand could go out and get involved in
this. Let's call the Old Forge cops again.
No, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Let's tell the operator.
No.
Number one, she'll remember me. She loved Rat Race, you could tell. Look. Let's tell the operator that we didn't push the button, that Nick wanted you to push the button.
No.
Why?
I'm not going to... Calling them back now, it's like...
We made a technical error.
It was already a borderline prank call.
It was not a prank call at all.
Hand, what do you think? Was it a prank call? Don't forget the part where Andy started talking about his movie Rat Race.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
I was going to say that... An unsolved
Well,
case,
sometimes
but I
mean
know.
That puts it puts people at ease because now they know a little bit about me. Sometimes I say my name and then I say I had dinner with Madonna. People know a little bit about you; they feel a better connection. Oh, I can't believe we lost that call.
We don't know that it was that person. But
I'm so mad at the world now.
Yeah. Oh well.
Our podcast just can't get a break.
Well, I think we have a cold case. It's just that you wanted to destroy the murderer's life as opposed to bring closure to Mama Clan and Papa Clan, who are still weeping over little Bobby Clan.
That's 40 years ago, 45 years ago. This is a 2-year-old case.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go to Pennsylvania and do it. Let's bring one of those digital tape recorders. Let's crack this case.
Okay.
We'll have to be very respectful of the family.
Yeah. It's fresh. It's really fresh. People in Old Forge are still very upset about it.
I mean,
follow that story.
Yeah.
If there was a crime scene, there must be DNA, and then there were phone calls.
Yeah, they found teeth.
This must be a very active investigation.
Are the teeth that they found, are they his teeth?
Well, we will know because you pushed the button and the cop couldn't hear us.
Wow, he's been missing for... Oh, no, he's been missing for quite a while, though. Okay, so this is from May 2018. So he's been missing, actually, for almost 3 months now. 3 years, sorry, 3 years.
Well, May 2018. Oh, because it's a 2-year-old.
Yeah, the article's quite old
three
already.
3 years is a long time. Oh, baby.
Well, no, just over 2 years. Hand, could you go out tonight and just like maybe get involved in a missing person situation somehow?
Sure.
Without going missing yourself.
Or Hand. Wait, Hand, are you near a computer?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm outside.
Hand, we need you to go to Old Forge, Pennsylvania. We need you to do our legwork.
Okay.
We need you to be our we need you to be our gal Friday. Every private detective has them. You're the gal that sits in the waiting room. And then when I come into the office in the morning, you say, there's someone here to see you, Andy. And I go in, and it's a leggy blonde.
Right. How do you know I'm not the leggy blonde?
That would be too confusing. If my gal Friday's the leggy blonde, I wouldn't know where to begin. We need someone to go to Old Forge for us.
They're offering $10,000 for any information.
I'm on my way.
All right. Thanks a lot, Hand.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, if you,
that
if
was
you,
Hand, our thank
hey,
you gal.
Did you hear how she ended that call?
No.
Love you.
Aw.
Come on.
That's sweet.
Listen, if you get a reward, let's say you get the $10,000, is that taxable income?
Probably, yeah.
So you know what? Because you make less than me, you should claim the reward. We split. You pay your taxes, and we'll split the rest.
But how do I make less than you? You're unemployed.
I know. Isn't that funny? I'm unemployed, and I'm still making more than you.
Yeah. How does that work?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. What? That's all you need to know about WFMU if you just tuned in.
Just from your little extracurricular activities here
exactly.
and there.
Exactly.
So you're helping people with scripts.
You know, I'm collecting rewards on missing persons. Yeah. That's my new job.
Okay.
$10,000 here, $10,000 there. It's pretty soon it's real money. Oh, we missed a cop calling.
We don't know. We don't know that for sure.
Wait, you can't tell who, what number called?
Contractor files suit against missing Old Forge businessman Robert Barron. That's interesting.
I don't know how unusual it is.
So
go ahead, read me the details there.
It didn't come up. It's one of these.
Dear God.
It's a damn paywall situation.
Well, pay a nickel.
I'm not. Doesn't work like that.
Yeah, it does when you're in the PI business. I'm sorry, man. We couldn't solve the case. How come? My partner, Ken, wouldn't pay the $150.
So, I got to put in a credit card number. I'm not going to enter a credit card number in the middle of a radio show. So, apparently, Robert Barron owed a contractor some money. And then he went missing. And now the contractor has filed suit.
Well, these guys are all, these are businessmen. They often will.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's not that bad.
Be mid contract.
So he filed suit against the estate to get paid.
You know, if there's no body, I think you have to wait years. I think 7 years before he's legally dead.
Missing Old Forge restaurateur Robert Barron. By no means a cold case.
Go ahead. Read that one. Hey, maybe we solved the case on the internet. Just clicking around the internet.
The investigation into the 2017 disappearance
Read the end of that sentence.
Of Old
Keep
Forge.
Reading. Keep going. Don't stop. Keep
no
going.
Means cold
no
case.
No means a gold case. Keep
However,
going. That's just the first sentence.
Would not say.
Just keep reading.
Because ongoing
Ken,
investigation.
Just keep going. Don't stop.
Powell's comment on the case
keep
came
going.
Near
this
the
is
end of interview.
You're finally
former defense attorney's first year as the county's top law enforcement officer. Powell and his first assistant, Judy Price, spent more than an hour going over policy changes at the DA's office and noted some ongoing cases are still active investigations.
So it's not technically closed.
In addition to Barron, who vanished January 25th, 2017, he does look like a nice guy, open probes include who sold the batch of drugs that killed 10 people in Scranton in 8 days in December.
You know who I suspect?
Who?
Barron.
And who hit Rachel Teplitsky on I-81 on June 23rd and then fled the scene?
I think that was Barron. And it all fits together.
Teplitsky died after she was found lying on I-81.
Oh, no, baby.
Powell declined to comment further.
Now, why are you making all these jokes?
I'm not making jokes at all.
They don't deserve any of this.
None of these are cold cases. That's my point.
Well, that is an active case.
Yeah.
Man, what if we could solve it?
It's an active investigation.
Who do you think did it?
The contractor.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Done and done.
Done. All right.
That's
next
just a
week.
Sample. That's just a taste of the kind of fascinating investigative reporting you can expect from
Tune
our podcast.
Tune in to 7 Second Delay next week when we will solve another cold case.
All we need is an hour of your time and the internet.
Oh, I'm not here next week.
Really? Yeah. Neither am I, baby.
Okay.
Where are you going?
Can't remember. San Diego. I'm going to San Diego. And then 2 weeks from tonight, by the way, would you be cool with somebody coming down and hanging out with us for Father's Day?
No.
Are you sure?
Who?
He's a nice guy. Shia.
Who is he?
His name's Shia.
Fine. What does Father's Day have to do with it?
He wanted to give his dad as a present. His dad's a big fan. I don't believe me. This made no sense to me.
Hold on.
I know it makes
this
no sense.
This is a Father's Day gift. We're doing him a favor.
His dad is a big fan of this program. I know.
So it's not a surprise.
It's beyond belief.
Yeah,
it's beyond belief.
Yes.
And he wanted to, as a Father's Day gift for his dad, allow him to hang out during the show.
You mean he'd be on our show?
Well, he'd just be in the studio. We don't need to include him in the show.
Why would we not include him? What's the alternative? Talking to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll include him.
Okay. All right, okay. Shia, you're on. You and your dad are on.
Wait. But is that Father's Day in 2 weeks?
No, it's after Father's Day. It's a belated Father's Day gift. I think you're familiar with belated anniversary gifts.
I'm opening this. Wait, stay on the air.
Yeah.
Here we go.
This is WFMU East
Wait,
Orange.
Hold on.
WMFU Mount
I'm
Hope.
Opening your damn thing.
In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
Okay, it's a box. It's about 10 inches by 10 inches.
Online at WFMU.org.
It's sealed. Wait, did this come like this in the mail?
No, I used another box.
Well, give me a...
Thank you to Nick the Bard for helping us out tonight.
Thanks to Hand.
And stay tuned for RadioVert with Nicole.
I just can't... Wait, hold on. You want to see what
no,
this
you
is?
No, you don't need to do that. It just opens up.
It does?
Yeah.
How? Oh, it does. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay, I'm opening it up. I'm looking inside. I'm opening the flap. It's a donut. Why did I shake it so hard?
I don't know. And it has a little sparkler, too. And it's a sparkler donut.
Oh, that I see. With the book of matches, I could light it.
Yeah.
And it would be a sparkler. And it's our anniversary.
Yep.
Well, why didn't you make me open it?
I tried.
It would have been so sweet.
Yeah.
You want to do it right now?
No, it's okay. Stay tuned for RadioVert.
There's a man who leads a life of singers. Everyone he meets, he says a singer. Oh, with every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are Ken won't live to see tomorrow.
Hello, welcome to Radiovert. My name is Nicole, and I have got a delicious story for you tonight. A Series of Steaks by Veena Prasad. This story was a finalist for the Hugo, the Nebula, and the Sturgeon Awards. If you don't know, that's sci-fi for a really flip-flopping good story. All right, let's get to it. All known forgeries are tales of failure. The people who get into the news feeds for their brilliant attempts to cheat the system with their fraudulent Renaissance masterpieces or their stacks of fake checks, well, they might be successful artists, but they certainly haven't been successful at forgery. The best forgeries are the ones that disappear from notice. A second-rate still life moldering away in gallery storage. A battered old 50-yen note at the bottom of a cashier drawer. Or even a printed strip of Matsusaka beef sliding between someone's parted lips. Forging beef is similar to printmaking. Every step of the process has to be done with the final print in mind. A red that's too dark looks putrid. A white that's too pure looks artificial. All beef is supposed to come from a cow. So stipple the red with dots, flex, lines of white to fake variance in muscle fiber regions. Cows are similar, but cows aren't uniform. Use fractals to randomize marbling after defining the basic look. Cut the sheets of beef manually to get an authentic ragged edge. Don't get lazy and depend on the bioprinter for that. Days of research and calibration and cursing the printer will all vanish into someone's gullet in seconds, if the job's done right. Helena Lee Yunhui of Splendid Beef Enterprises is an expert in doing the job right. The trick is not to get too ambitious. Most forgers are caught out by the smallest errors. A tiny amount of period inaccurate pigment, a crack in the oil paint that looks too artificial, or a misplaced watermark on a passport. Printing something large increases the chance of a fatal misstep. Stick with small-scale jobs, stick with a small group of regular clients, and in time, Splendid Beef Enterprises will turn enough of a profit for Helena to get a real name change, leaving Nam Ging and forget this whole sorry venture ever happened. As Helena's loading the beef into refrigerated boxes for drone delivery, a notification pops up on her eye contact frames. Helena sighs, turns the volume on her earpiece down, and takes the call. "Hi, Mr. Chan. Could you switch to a secure line? You just need to tap the button with a lock icon. It's very easy." "Nonsense," Mr. Chan booms. "If the government were trying to catch us, they'd have done so by now. Anyway, I just called to tell you how pleased I am with the latest batch. Such a shame, though. All that talent and your work just gets gobbled up in seconds. Tell you what, girl, for the next beef special, how about I tell everyone that the beef came from one of those fancy vertical farms? I'm sure they'd have nice things to say then." "Please don't," Helena says, careful not to let her Cantonese accent slip through. It tends to show after long periods without any human interaction, which is an apt summary of the past few months. It's best if no one pays attention to it. "You know, Helena, you do good work, but I'm very concerned about your self-esteem. I know if I printed something like that, I'd want everyone to appreciate it. Let me tell you about this article my daughter sent me. You know, research says that people without friends are prone to..." Mr. Chan rambles on as Helena sticks the box labels on the boxes. "Grillium Shakespeare, Yutzen Sukiyaki, Fatty Chan's Restaurant," and thankfully hangs up before Helena sinks into further depression. She takes her eye contact off before heading to the drone delivery office, giving herself some time to recover from Mr. Chan.